Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, I ask that you would speak through me, that my words would be your words, that they would be words of building, of life, of faith, so that this isn't just a mental exercise, but that we trust in you, that we are built upon you, and we confess you with all boldness. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Can you believe this day is here? Think back to last September, as we were sitting in that class, our first class together, that we made it to this point. Pretty cool. A couple weeks ago, I asked the confirmation class to pick a song or two that would be kind of be the banner over this class. That would be the song that we sing, and they picked a couple, some of the other songs that we sang today as well, but this one was the one that was voted in as the song. Cornerstone, the one we just sang. You know, when they said that, I was like, yes, that's a song I can preach on. That's a song that, you know, I can talk about today. You know, Christ alone, cornerstone, the cornerstone. You know, maybe you've seen cornerstones in buildings. I think of a lot of older churches. If you're into that and you kind of look at older churches, like to visit them, you've probably seen many cornerstones. But those cornerstones are more decorative, right? They're on a wall that's pretty well seen. You know, that corner that you kind of pass by, there's the sidewalk. And, you know, right at kind of height where you can read is the cornerstone. So-and-so Lutheran Church, established 18 whatever, you know, kind of thing. The cross, and maybe on those older churches, even those charter members listed on that stone. And, you know, that's nice and all, but that's not really what this cornerstone is all about. Traditionally, you know, going back, the cornerstone was the first stone put in the ground. It was the stone that every stone had to kind of match and, you know, run parallel and all of that. And I don't know architecture, but, you know, everything is matched off of that stone. And if that stone is a little bit off, then everything else is off, and your building won't be sturdy. But when that stone is correct and everything is measured off of that and built on that, the building is secure. And that's a wonderful message for us, for you, today. Christ alone, your cornerstone. The person that you want to be built upon. I mean, cornerstones are throughout the scriptures. You read from Psalm 118, a cornerstone. We could have went to Paul's writings, and he kind of picked up that same language. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone or capstone. But Jesus tells us a parable. He doesn't use the word cornerstone, but he talks about the rock. The rock. He says, he who hears my words and does them. It is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. I guess our first question is, what does it mean to hear and do his word? Since it's confirmation. So I said I wouldn't ask you any questions, but here's one. What two words does God speak to us? Or what two ways does God speak to us? Anybody? Yeah, there it is. Law and gospel. He speaks to us, and it can be kind of categorized into law and gospel. And if you remember, I remember from my confirmation days, this little thing to remember it, the SOS. What is the SOS of the law? I remember it. I guess y'all did. Yes, shows our sins. The SOS of the law is it shows our sin. When we have the law in front of us, it shows that we are sinners. And so that one's easy. Go do it. You know, we talked about the Ten Commandments. Have no other gods. Don't misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day. Honor your mother and father. You know all those. And okay, so we think we can go do those, right? But what's the SOS of the gospel? Shows our Savior, It shows us what Christ has done for us. When I deserve death, when I fail, when you sin, because we all do, we deserve death, and the gospel comes in and says, Jesus has taken your place. Jesus is the one who went to the cross and died for you so that you would have life. So how do we do that? The law is easy. But how do we do the gospel? You believe it. You believe it. You trust it. You hold on to it. And that's what I want you to remember today. Do the gospel. Be built on that rock as you hear the words of God and you do them. Because even the law isn't really go out and not do this and do that and all of that. Jesus said this parable at the conclusion of the greatest sermon ever recorded. The Sermon on the Mount, where he said a lot of things. So even in there, the law wasn't really go do this, but rather it was, you're a sinner. Remember that part when it said, you've heard it said, thou shalt not murder. But I tell you, anyone who hates their brother is a murderer. I don't know about you, but I'm a murderer. That's what the law is doing. The law is saying you can't live up to it. Know that. But then know that your Savior has done it for you. Where you didn't live the perfect life he did. Where you didn't follow the will of God. Jesus went to the cross and died for you. The will of his Father. He is the one who has saved you. And that is the rock that you are to be built upon. That is what you are to believe and to trust. It does you no good to sit in these seats and say, I've completed confirmation. I've done all of this. And you can maybe even tell me those things. The three offices of Jesus, his two states, the persons of Jesus, true man, true God, all of that. You can tell me about the Trinity and know it so well. But if you do not believe it, if you do not hold on to it, Jesus says you're like the foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. There's going to come times, as we all know, and you already know this, there will be people in your lives that will think differently than you, that will come and say, well, this is easier, maybe even persecute you and put you down for what you believe, what you're confessing today. There might be a teacher in high school or college, or might be a boss that you work for later on, or somebody that works for you, or wherever it is, that says, why do you waste your time going to church? What's the purpose? You stayed home, you could go out golfing with me and go out fishing with me and go shopping, whatever it might be. And why do you waste your time, your money, given to a church? Don't you want that new thing? Don't you want that? And it might sound so good. It might be able to build. You might be able to build a bigger house. But in doing so, you're building on a foundation that is not firm. It's building on sand. We've seen pictures, maybe not buildings on sand, right? But have you ever tried to play a board game on a bed, you know, with a lot of pieces, and then you move a little bit and the whole board shakes because it's not a firm foundation? There's going to be times in your life when the storms come. Did Jesus say that if you build your house upon the rock, which is Jesus, that there wouldn't come storms? No, not at all. He said that the storms will come, the waters will rise, but the house will stand. Storms come. Some of you were here. Some of you were here Thursday. Or Wednesday, sorry. Youth stuff. Adults were here for Bible study. And guess what? We were in that hallway because a storm came. Praise God that I didn't hear of any major damages, maybe a tree down the street or something like that, but praise God that that storm didn't cause damage. But what happens when the storm does? What happens when maybe a doctor says there's nothing more we can do for that loved one? What happens when the person that you think you love so much says, I don't love you anymore? What happens when you go for a job or you look at something and you think that's where God wants you and you've prayed over it so often and maybe because of downsizing or an economic downturn or whatever it might be, that door is shut. What then? The world? They have no foundation. They might just try another job or they might do this or might do that, but we know as Christians, we have hope. We have hope. A couple days ago, a member from this church's funeral was here. And it was a pretty amazing thing. She was 89 years old. And we talked about how God called her as a child in the waters of holy baptism. That God gave her that firm foundation. And 89 years later, a week ago, Sunday morning, God said, called her by name, Mary, come home. Today, you will be with me in paradise. That is the wonderful message that we have a firm foundation. The storms of life might come. There might be things that don't work out the way you want it to. And maybe even death is coming quicker than you want it to. But God is here. You are built on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful blessing that is. And that you are given the opportunity today to confess that. Confirm what God has done in your life in the waters of holy baptism. Confirm that you are His child, as many of us have done here before you. What a wonderful blessing. The wise man and or woman is the one who hears the words and does them. I think that doing yes is believing, is trusting, but I think there is something more than that, and that we are to go forth. We are to be built on the rock and then hear those words of Jesus in Matthew 28, go and make disciples. Go and proclaim this. Now that you have been built on the rock, now that you have confessed Christ, that was Peter's life, right? He made that wonderful confession, you are the Son of God, and Jesus says, you are the rock. And on this rock I will build the church. Not on Peter, but on his confession. You are the Son of God. You are the Christ. You are making that confession. Now you are to go and proclaim this wonderful message. We, as the body of Christ, are to proclaim the wonderful message that we are built on the foundation that is firm, the foundation that will not give out, the foundation that will remain steady even in the valley of the shadow of death, because God is with you. My prayer for you, my prayer for this congregation as well, is that we are built on the rock. That we continue to allow God to build us into the people that He wants us to be. As we trust in Him, as we believe those two words that Jesus speaks to us, that I fall short, but He has done it all for us. Christ alone, Christ alone, cornerstone. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son to go to the cross, to rise from the dead, to ascend on high, to come back for us. And on Him we are built. On Him we find firm foundation. On Him we find hope. Lord, I ask that you would be with these students of your word and all of us as disciples of you, that you would continue to build us upon the rock of Jesus Christ. So when the storms of life come, we may stand. And in the last day, on the judgment day, we will stand not because of what we have done, but because of what you have done. We pray this all in Jesus' name.